Welcome to the National Wake-Up Call. Today is Monday, July 29th, and here's your host, Senior Vice President of Global Sales, Jeff Hill.
All right, coaches, are you ready to rock and roll this morning? It is Monday morning. It is the National Wake-Up Call, and if you're not awake, you better be waking up now because we have an absolutely phenomenal call. It's amazing. The 29th of July, 3 days left in the month, as Sandy just shared. It's crazy. 3 days left in the Team Beachbody Cup, but it has been an absolutely amazing month. You guys have rocked it, have brought it, but it ain't over yet. 3 days left, and I don't care where you are on your performance at this point. It is time to reach a little more, to step it up, to go a little faster, jump a little bit higher, and to close this month with a real surge, because that's where great things happen, is in finishing strong. That's where you build your business. In those last few moments, that's where the results are created. So coaches, make sure that you make it happen these next 3 days. Of course, Success Club, I hope everyone's achieved that. Hopefully you're winning the Tier 3 prizes. And remember, they're all cumulative. We also know that as you look at your Team Cup teams, that there is, you know, we're going to be going dark here. So there's going to be a little bit of suspense as to who is leading this, and it's going to be exciting. But guess what? This is where your team will be built. This is where your businesses will be built, and just even in these last 3 days. So make it happen. Now, also 3 days left in the month, of course, all month long with Focus T25, we have been offering a discounted price of $180, $25 saving. 3 days from now, the new people you come into contact with are going to say, hey, couldn't I have gotten this for a discount of $25 a few days ago? Why didn't you talk to me? I wouldn't want to be you if they're asking you that question. So get out. Make sure that you let people take advantage of this discounted price on the Focus T25. As everybody on this call knows, it's an absolutely incredible product. So take advantage of that. Coaches, one last announcement before we get over to recognition. There is something special coming in August, something we have not done before. We're calling it the August Surge. And so what we need you to do is to be paying attention to social media over the next few days, because you're going to see that we're talking about the surge. Next Monday, you are going to have the opportunity to listen, to ask Carl questions. We'll be broadcasting live from Beachbody headquarters. The whole idea behind this is we have had 25,000 new coaches come into the business over the last 2 months, 25,000 coaches who are wanting to grow their business, who are wanting to realize success, who may have some questions about how can I be better? How can I get started? What about this? What about this? Well, Carl is making himself available all day long on Monday, August 5th, for you to send in questions via social media, phone, conference call. We're going to put all of that out there this week so you'll know how to get a hold of them. So next Monday, a very, very special day. So with that in mind, we are moving our National Wake-Up Call to this Friday, August 2nd. It will be a live call. Carl's going to be on that call. Michael Neiman, Senior Vice President of Marketing, is going to be on that call. Of course, yours truly will be on that call as well. But we've got some great things planned, and it's all about how you can kick off August with an absolute bang. So make sure that you are there. So August Surge, more information to come. It's going to be great. August is going to be phenomenal. But first things first. Finish the month strong. Okay, coaches, you are finishing strong. Lots of good things happening. With that, I'm going to toss it over to none other than our Director of Recognition, Mr. Darren Ashby. Darren, fresh from vacation. Are you here?
I am, and it was a good vacation. Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, coaches. Yeah, it was awesome. Hey, we've had an amazing week this last week, and the largest, I believe, rank advancement week ever. 554 total rank advancement this past week. 468 of those were new Emerald coaches. But let's start with our 60 new Diamond coaches. Congratulations to Syed Ahmed, Gina Ames, Rachel Allen, Alexandra Andrew, Melanie Bass, Craig Baer, Rachel Bergman, Tony Bellini, Jessica Bull, Wallace Carmichael, Cynthia Castellanos, Angel, Cipolla, Melanie Cumuletti, Marcia DeAngelis, Stephanie DeHart, Rachel Denton, Deanna, this is a tough name, Blugowitz, Tanya Drescher, Katie Driscoll, April Dulac, Michelle Ecker, Tamara Egan, Christy Ford, Joanne Frazenberg, Aaron Jerepe, Ali Hinshaw, Scott Humphrey, from Canada, Krista Johnson, Lori Lacombe, Scott Landis, Rachel Martinez, David McCall, Audrey McDonald, Stacy Meyer, John Monroe, Brinley Morris, Jennifer O'Connor, Dana Ogle, Jeff Onorato, and from Canada, Mike Peter, Carla Quintana, also from Canada, Heather Rice, Debbie Rubush, Mary Schrank, Larry Shelton, Jana Smith, Catalea Summerfield, William Sorey, Heather Storm, Allison Tibbs, Gregory Turner, Nicole Vaccaro, Keisha Velasquez-Sayez, Joel Velez, Michelle Wilson, and Shauna Wolf. Quite a list of diamonds. Now for our new one-star diamonds, Corrine Allen, Cynthia Angelo, Casey Clark, Tiffany Dancy, Italia Murphy. And now new two-star diamond, Kristen Bott. And we have two new four-star diamonds this week. Congratulations to Lauren Duke and Shiva Latifi. Now for our daily Beachbody Challenge winners for the week of July 22nd through the 28th. And these coaches have each won $500. Congratulations to Noel Kingston, Kevin Tech, Jordan Chu, Steve Little, Kay Furubin, Danaya Denson, and Gene Walker. Now for our top challenge pack sells, Shiva Latifi, Kelly Hanner, Adriana Maldonado, Raina Odell, Ashley Kugler, Sarah Hassel, Meredith Founds. For our top recruiters, Marta Mazzola, Raina Odell, Melanie Mitro, Frank Geddick, Amy Allen, and Amanda Miller. And finally, our top Success Club point earners this last week, Shiva Latifi, Kelly Hanner, Adriana Maldonado, Raina Odell, Ashley Kugler, and Hiram Santisteban. Man, that was quite a list. Congratulations to all those advancements this week. And even if I didn't read your name, coaches, today, all of you new Emerald and Ruby coaches especially, keep up the amazing work. And now back to you, Jeff.
All right, Darren, thank you. That is pretty amazing. 500, I think you said, and 58 rank advancements last week alone. 60 new diamond coaches. Absolutely incredible. So, Team Cup, that's the kind of stuff happens with Team Cup. People move their business forward. And, of course, when you couple that with Vanilla, when you couple that with Focus T25, what's not to like and what's not to create incredible results? Well, Focus T25, the challenge pack, I'm trying to remember the numbers exactly, but we have sold something like 30,000 Focus T25 challenge packs. It's created a real sensation out there. And this morning, we have the individual on the phone who has sold more than any other challenge packs in the entire company since we've started to offer challenge packs a year and a half or so ago. She is a five-star diamond coach from Lemon Grove, California. She joined the business about 3 years ago, the end of 2009, in December. She is a Success Club 10 All-Star. She's a 2012 Elite Coach. She has 28 consecutive months in Success Club. Currently, she is number 10 in the race for Elite Coach for 2013. So that means she's right now placed in the top 10 of all coaches out there, which is pretty incredible. So this morning, she is going to talk about creating the right kind of market to position challenge packs. So we are absolutely excited to have five-star diamond coach from Lemon Grove, California, Amber Scott. Amber, I know it's early out there in California, but I know you're awake, right?
Yes, I am awake and even out of bed.
That is amazing. Well, listen, Amber, it's great to have you on the call, first off. Too great that you're out of bed. You were talking about earlier that you really do take this call literally. Most of the time, you kind of use it as your wake-up call. You listen to it in bed, but then it wakes you up. So good stuff, right?
Yep, 8 a.m. That's the time I get up on Mondays, in case anyone was wondering.
Okay, well, now everybody knows. The world knows. Well, let's jump into this, and let's, you know, we want to get to the story and to the concepts around building a market around challenge tracks. But first, you've got a pretty impressive story about how you came to find Beachbody and how it's benefited you both from a physical standpoint, financial standpoint, emotional standpoint. But why don't you jump in and give us a little history?
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to keep my story as short as possible because I do want to get into the meat of the call, but there is quite a history, so I want to make sure you guys know a little bit about that. I was always overweight as a kid, struggled from a very young age, and it was definitely a topic of conversation in my house, and that led to sort of a harder time in high school with eating disorders, and I struggled with bulimia and binge eating and things of that nature. And the first time I ever considered, you know, working out, I was probably 21. But I did it the way that so many of, you know, our customers do it. They did it the wrong way. Many hours of working out, very little eating, nothing sustainable for life. And being a college student and a full-time employee, you know, that just wasn't something that could go on for a very long time. So while I got thinner at that time, it didn't last. And I ended up ballooning up after that with the pressure and being in an unhealthy relationship and all of that, to probably around a size 18, 20, somewhere around 300 pounds. And that was just a lot of fast food, a lot of drinking, and just a lot of the college lifestyle, along with the working lifestyle, which is often, you know, very little time, a lot of skipping of meals and things like that. So I actually found myself around 27, 28, I don't remember how old exactly, divorced, sitting there bankrupt in a situation where now I'm sitting here, had to completely let go of the plans that I had for my life and say, well, now what am I going to do? And I was just so incredibly depressed, and people don't realize this about me, knowing me now, because I tend to come off really happy, but I mean, I was incredibly depressed to the point where I just did not see the point in living anymore. I was in the darkest place that, you know, anyone can ever go. But there was just this little voice of hope that I had that it wasn't going to let me give up that easily. And I remembered back, I told you the whole story about working out when I was 21, so I could make the connection now. I remembered that something I had enjoyed that made me feel good was Turbo back when I was younger. And so I'm sitting there in my you know, new townhouse that I'm now living alone in for the first time in, you know, over a decade, and depressed, and I thought, I'm just going to go to a gym. I'm just going to go. And I walked into a Turbo class at this local gym that I was lived near, that I could almost walk to, and spent the next hour, you know, absolutely embarrassing myself and going the wrong direction and really proving to myself how out of shape I was. But for whatever reason, I didn't just leave. I'm not, you know, some part of me still really wanted to fight. And that same part was the part that walked up to the instructor and actually said to her, how skinny do I have to get to teach one of these classes? And she just cracked up, because that's not how it works. Anyone who teaches classes knows that's not how it works. So she busted out her before and after picture. She was like, everyone's a work in progress. It's not how it works. And her little 5-foot frame had lost 60 pounds. So her picture was very impressive. And I was pretty much sold on, you know, doing anything that she wanted. So she took me to a business opportunity meeting, and I ended up signing up as a coach without even telling her, with no intention to coach. I really just wanted the life. I could care less. I signed up that minute. I didn't care what Shakeology tasted like. I just knew that it was in a situation where it was almost life or death for me, and she had, you know, the life that I wanted, so let me try this path. What did I really have to lose, you know, besides 100 pounds? That's kind of how I got started in the whole thing.
So it's really been a pretty amazing story, and it's been fun to watch you, and you really did kind of launch onto this scene. I remember Carl put a big spotlight on you, kind of saying, who is this woman down in the San Diego area that has embraced the sale of challenge packs and doing such a phenomenal job? And that's something, if you could put an asterisk by your name, it would probably be, here's an individual that has leveraged selling challenge packs and positioning them well. So this morning, Amber, I would love you to talk a bit about how you've created a sweet spot out there for, or a market, if you will, for the sale of challenge packs. I know you've got some great ideas.
Awesome. Okay. Yes, I definitely want to introduce myself at events like Summit. Get, oh, you're the Challenge Pack girl. I'm like, yeah, it's me. So that's definitely the asterisk by my name right now in Beachbody for sure. So I don't know if you guys got that from my intro, but I was just a discount coach for a really long time. It wasn't until 2011 I started coaching. And it was one of those situations where I started to slip backwards a little bit, and it freaked me out, and I thought, okay, I'm jumping with both feet. If I can't make, you know, if I can't fit fitness around my regular life, I'm going to make fitness my life and fit the rest of it, you know, around that. So I spent that first year sort of trying things that didn't work, wasting a lot of money, wasting a lot of time. It was not an easy first year. But what happened was one of the things I had been toying with or kind of trying to do was put together these challenge groups with, I was trying to find people the right meal planner and the right, I wanted them to use the Beachbody meal planner. Then I wanted to find them the right Shakeology and find them the right workout. And I was trying to like makeshift these challenge groups from something I'd learned at the Summit previous. And I couldn't efficiently make it happen. Working a full-time marketing career was very difficult to make things happen efficiently in enough of a scale to make it a profitable business for me. And then challenge packs came out. And I was like, are you kidding me? They handed me everything I needed. Not only did they give me the meal planner, the program, and the Shakeology, but then they discounted it and gave me free shipping. I was like, I think that they were listening to me. I think they've got cameras in my house. So I was very, very happy when that happened. And I went full bore because I saw the value. Being the person who paid the coaching fee, then paid the meal planner fee, then paid for Shakeology, then paid for Turbo Jam myself, like I got how much that actually costs and what the actual value was. So I went all in on challenge packs. What has happened is through the experience is I've learned the best ways to bring people in. A lot of times people ask me, well, how do you sell so many challenge packs? And I always have to just say, you know, I'm not doing anything that you guys aren't doing. I have the same tools, the same everything, the same the challenge group guides and the how to build relationships, the forming, the five steps, all that stuff. All my coaches can tell you that I use the same things that everyone else is using. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. Those challenge tools were created by, you know, other top coaches that are doing very well. My unique standpoint is the way that I bring people in. And that's what I'm excited to talk about. If you guys do need more information on like how to use all those tools, we did a call back in February that I was on with a couple other really good coaches on February 25th. You can get that in the archives. And that touches more on building value and that process. But for now, I want to tell you, where do you find everybody? That's what really I do that's unique. So I find most of my potential customers in three places. From my Fit Club, from my Facebook page, and referrals from current clients, right? So first thing first, my Fit Club. Now, I don't have a large Fit Club. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, you're like, weren't there three people there on Saturday? How are you getting anything from that? I don't have a large showing of the Fit Club. What I do have is the unique way that we position it online. So I actually use a site called meetup.com, and that site allows for a lot of online interaction from people that I wouldn't be able to get through a website or something like that. I actually got a special domain name just for my meetup because you can put any domain name that you'd like. So mine is San Diego Free Workouts. That's really easy to find when people Google things. And I list every Fit Club on there as a separate event. And then I'm very careful of how do I word it. I'm, you know, what am I going to name it? I'm not going to name it Fit Club because you know what? I know that we all know what a Fit Club is. No one else in the world knows. You have to give it to someone that doesn't know Beachbody. So what am I going to put? I'm going to put something family-friendly free workout or free fitness class in San Diego, something that's going to catch people's eye, not use too much Beachbody speak, but talk about what they're going to get or some of the benefits that or features that they have. In each event, I do that. Now, in addition, I actually list a lot of other things on that group, even though we don't meet up. There's no in-person meetup. Richard Neal and I are doing a call together next week or this week, sometime soon. That's on there as an event, and it's just a conference call. I list my challenge groups as events. So the RSVP date, you know, is the week before because they have to contact you. We have to get a purchase going. They've got to be on Facebook. But they're actual events on my meetup group. So I have this whole, I mean, there's like 1,200 people in this meetup group. I've maybe met 100 of them, but I use it to bring people to me to work the business online the way that I do. I do work 99.9% of my business online, and that point, you know, 1% is definitely just the Fit Club. My biggest takeaway from that is I put my story on that landing page. It's not about Fit Club. It's not about Beachbody, not about any of the workouts. It's my personal story that goes right there because people want to be with people, right? It's a people business, a relationship business. That's the focus of everything on that site. So that's the big one that brings in a lot of my local people, my San Diego people. But I'm going to skip to referrals, and I'll come back to Facebook page because people sort of know me for the Facebook page. So referrals are actually really simple. When I'm going through the five-step process and discussing them being in a challenge group, I actually ask them a couple of clarifying questions so I can identify what kind of workout they like, things they don't like, any injuries or limitations they might have. And I flat out ask them, is there anyone else that would like to do this with you? Now, oftentimes they're a little uncomfortable with that at the beginning because they're not sure this is going to work and they're not ready to do that, and that's fine. But a lot of the times they say, oh, yeah, my sister-in-law, we were talking about it here. Here's her email address. Now, if they bring you a lot of referrals, then we need to have a coaching conversation, of course. But if it's just one and, you know, they're just getting started, then that's just one more person that can be in the challenge group with them. Then there's two other times I ask for referrals. One, right before the group starts on the last day to order approximately. Because I'll say something simple like, hey, guys, we've got 9 people. I want to get an even number so we can all get partners. Does anybody have anyone else that they think would benefit from a group like this? Because now they're excited and they're getting to know each other and they've got their packages and they're getting ready. And so they're a little bit more open. And then finally, I ask again as the group is ending because I don't just, you do one challenge group, you're out. My challengers, they stay. They go group to group to group until their, you know, coach is running their own or maybe they've won $100,000, something like that. There's really no stopping once you're in with me. So I say, hey, we're going on, you know, we're all going to combat now or whatever everyone's doing. You had a great experience. You lost this much weight or you feel this amazing. Does anyone notice that you think would benefit from the next group? And so I bring them in that way. So that's referrals, and that's just the easiest way to get people because you already have people that are having a fantastic experience. Now,
hey, Amber, let me just stop you for a moment. If, as you think about the referrals, I think a lot of people, it's such a rich area for us, but are there things that you shouldn't do as you ask for referrals, or have you found times where you say, hey, referrals don't work because if you do it this way or do it that way, so the coaches can kind of see what they can do and what they shouldn't do?
I would definitely avoid saying the actual words of, hey, does anyone else want to do the next challenge group with us? If you put it in a way that makes them feel like they're helping, because, I mean, they are, but they need to feel that way, by saying, do you have anyone in your life that would benefit from the experience that you just had? Put it in a way that's going to make them feel good about doing the referral. Don't just put it in a salesy way like, hey, I'm trying to sell more challenge packs. Got any friends you can give me? Like, be careful how you put it.
Yeah, okay, good stuff.
So that's all I have on referrals, really. They're not the biggest. They're probably the smallest section. I don't do a ton of that because usually if someone's bringing me a referral, I'm signing them up as a coach, but not everyone's ready for that. So finally, my Facebook page, and I think this is the big one. I think this is a really big one. People assume that because I have 16,000 followers on Facebook that it's a cakewalk to just fill a challenge group. I just have to say, hey, join my challenge group, and I've got 100 people. That is not how it works at all. You have to be really careful with how you're putting things so that you can engage the audience you have. There's 3 really important things when you're dealing with your Facebook page. One, I think, is the value that you're providing, then the timing of your posts, and then the wording of your posts. So with the value, you can't just speak about Beachbody. You need to be posting 5 to 8 times a day, and 90% of that has to be providing value. You know, links to a free ebook on Amazon, motivational quotes, motivational pictures, personal things about your workout, your blog posts, other things like that need to be value with no sales attached of any kind. You need to be doing that service. And that gives you the room to do the 10-20% of sales that you are going to have to do for your page to actually bring you an income. And with that, timing becomes very important. I see people get so excited about Beachbody letting a sale start at, you know, 9 a.m. Pacific time, and that they're vomiting about it at 8:30 in the morning all over the place. And you know what? People do not buy things at 8:30 in the morning. They're taking their kids to school. They're getting their workout. They're going to work. No one's on Facebook. They're on Facebook because, you know, they're on Facebook, but they're not engaging on Facebook. They're not making purchases at that time. For me, my market's online after dinner. 6:30 to 8:30 is the golden hour. So if I'm going to post something that's going to get engagement, that's going to actually make it an income for me, I'm going to post it at that time when people can sit down and click on a link and review something, not while they're checking Facebook at a red light. It just doesn't make sense to do it at the wrong time. So now you've worked this out. You're providing value. You've got your perfect time. Well, now what do you say? And this is, I honestly believe this is the difference in my business versus any of the coaches that are struggling. It's how I word things. So if you've been like playing on Facebook and texting and making your Shakeology, just stop. Just give me like 2 minutes. Pay attention. The way that I word things is all about not saying anything about Beachbody, focusing on the benefits that they're going to get, and making it relevant to them. So when I see something like, hey, join my challenge group, you'll never see that on my Facebook page. What you'll see is I'm starting an online support group for women who have 30-plus pounds to lose. So instead of saying, hey, join my Turbo Fire Challenge, which means nothing to them, because if you're doing it right, people on your page haven't heard of Turbo Fire, and they have no idea what a challenge group is. So they're just scrolling by, thinking that they don't get it, that they're left out. But if you say, I'm starting an online support group for women only who have 30-plus pounds to lose, if that's you, email me or like this post or however you guys do your inbox. That's your business. But they're going, yeah, I am a woman. I have 30 pounds to lose. And even if that results in a conversation that gets them into a Turbo Fire challenge group, you still attracted way more people with that speak versus Beachbody language. Now, when you're dealing with a specific product or a sale, I actually positioned the T25 package very differently than I saw any other coach do. I didn't lead with T25. No one knows what T25 is. What I led with is I have a new 25-minute workout, 5 days a week, 10 weeks long. And what did I say? I said 10 weeks long. Sorry, it was the beginning of the month. And if you purchase this program, I am giving you a full month supply of Shakeology for $60. That's less than my price. You need to email me right now to get in on this. Something like that. I didn't mention anything about Sean T or T25, anything like that. I focused on, hey, it's a 25-minute workout, and I'm going to give you Shakeology cheaper than I get it. If you do the math on a challenge pack, 180 minus 120 for T25 is $60. Then at the end I wrote, and I'm going to give you a free customizable meal planner. And if you want to join my support group, that's free too. All of it was about them. Nothing about Beachbody or the products, because I needed to start a conversation. So that's really, really, really important, I think, is the wording. That's always been my biggest key. So I just be as unique as you can. Post things that are going to catch attention and not be just another thing. Keep in mind, these people are not, you're not the only coach they're following. They're following 15 other coaches, and they've seen someone throwing that link up already. And I never put a link on my Facebook. Never put a link on my Facebook. They need to have a conversation with me before we get there. We're going to have a conversation about what they're going to get and how the support group is going to help them, not all of these features. It's benefits over features all the time. So that's pretty much all I have, I would think.
Amber, so back up. There's some really great pieces there. Particularly, I mean, obviously you're making this all about them. And when you say, I don't use Beachbody language, some people may go, what's she talking about? I mean, they don't know what T25 is. Give a couple of for instances that people, you know, may be blind to themselves. If you see posts out there, for example, obviously we're not trying to offend anybody, but to say when you see Beachbody language out there that people may not get, have you got a few more for instances?
Well, obviously, join my challenge group is the biggest one. No one knows what that means. We know what it means. And honestly, do we really? Because we're all running them really differently. So it's possible that's not even a common language between us, but we love to throw around join my challenge group. Oh, I'm taking applications for my upcoming challenge. No one knows what that means except for us. So you need to focus on what are they going to get. Fit Club's a big one. Shakeology even. Shakeology, Turbofire, those things, like, we get it. We live and breathe this stuff, but people don't know what Shakeology is. So I might say, I'm going to share with you guys the meal replacement shake that I've been taking since the beginning of my weight loss journey. That's really different than saying Shakeology and then putting them going, I wonder what Shakeology is. No, let's lead with what it is. Let's talk about the brand name later. They don't need to know that right now.
Yeah, good one. Any others that come to mind? Those are great examples, because we tend to be, like you said, we tend to be blind to ourselves. You know, we live in this space, and so it becomes common vernacular, common language, and we just think everybody knows it, but the world doesn't. Those people that
the
are
ultimate,
watching us.
Yeah, the Ultimate Reset was a big one for me. The whole time, I did the Ultimate Reset in April, and I think I sold 20 or so when I finished, after I started posting my results, but I never one time, the whole time I was posting my results, said anything about what it was. I just said 21-day clean eating, 21-day detox, 21-day reset of your body, things of that nature. I never mentioned Ultimate Reset. Fit Club, I try not to mention too much. I'm like, hey, just come out to our free family-friendly workout, things like that. My online support group is not like a Beachbody thing. It's just, hey, we have this cool group on Facebook. It's like a support group. Just really avoid all of that language. I personally avoid the names of the programs most of the time. I'll say I have this like awesome kickboxing workout, the cardio that I really think changes women's bodies amazingly. I'd like love to talk to you about that. I don't want them to like have had a bad experience either. I don't know what other coach they had, or if they tried a program and they didn't like it, they had any other, if they may have some preconceived stuff about Beachbody. I don't want that extra wall going up, because I'm not selling them Turbofire, I'm selling them me. I'm selling them my experience, selling them my challenge group. Turbofire just happens to be a tool. I don't want that getting in the way, no matter how much I happen to love that program.
Yeah, good stuff. So you're really simplifying. I mean, taking, you know, speaking to them in language that they can relate to, so there's no guesswork around it. One, featuring, like you say, the benefits to them. Not the features, but the benefits to the people, what they will get out of it. And after all, that's really why they're watching you, is to say, what's in it for me, right? How will this benefit my life? And so you've got to speak to that. Hey, two more questions. We need to wrap up here, Amber. But one is, I'm going to go to kind of to end with the big dream, so you can park that in the back of your mind about what the rest of the year looks like for you. But you know, you talked about doing a lot of things today, and as I was reading, you know, you shared some of your best practices. I'm going to read something that you gave to me. You said one of your tools is the BAT, which is known as that stands for the Business Activity Tracker. And so I want you to react to this, and even though this is you say, We get so distracted with the fun of posting food pics that we think we've worked 15 hours this week on our business when we haven't really done any actual work. Then I hear coaches saying, it just doesn't work. But coaching does work. It's usually the coach who isn't actually working. And the BAT lets you see it in black and white, or I suppose blue and white. And then you talk about getting creative. Talk a little bit about how the Business Activity Tracker has helped you quantify or really look at what you're accomplishing during a week.
Absolutely, Jeff. I am such a fan of the BAT. My team has to hear about it all day, every day. It changed the way I look at my business. I worked in this business completely full-time for 3 full months before I ever used the BAT. And then, you know, of course, before that, it was a full 18 months in the business. And when I started using it, it changed my business. I really believe that as people, we love to be busy, but we have no gauge on if we're being effective. And while being busy is fantastic, we feel very needed and we feel very fantastic about ourselves. Look at all the things I did today. It doesn't make you any money. And that's not the point of running a business. Yes, we are here to help people. Absolutely, first and foremost, but you've chosen to make a business out of it, not a volunteer organization. So if you want to actually have an income for the time you're putting out, you have to track it, both as from a reflection standpoint to look back to see what you did, but also from a planning perspective of, okay, well, what am I going to do now? So I have my coaches actually copy me with a, and then send it to their accountability partner. And I want to know, what did they focus on? What went well? What went poorly? What are they doing next week? So I can open it and say, see, you said that you focused on inviting, but really, somehow you only got 2 new contacts a day, but you worked 30 hours. What were you doing? Were you Instagramming? No, that's not how it works. You can Instagram and you can Facebook in 10% of your time. The real work starts in the conversations that you're having with people. And that's the work that has to happen, and that's where the sales come from. So people all the time are like, I'm working so hard. I'm doing all of this. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're not. It's right here on paper. So let's redirect you so that you can have everything that you want, make the income, and have the big dream. But you have to have some sort of gauge, because I would have no idea if they called me and said I'm working 20 hours and I can't get it together. How am I going to help them?
Yeah, it's you look at every one of our fitness programs. Let me just draw a quick parallel and we'll wrap up here. But you look at every one of our fitness programs. The reason they're successful is because there's a formula that has been dialed in. Every one of those, the trainer stops and says, okay, write down your results. Track what you're doing. Measure what you're doing. That which we measure, we improve upon. The business activity tracker is that very same tool where you look back on the day, on the week, and you write down, what did I really do? Yeah, I may have lifted weights, but if I'm not tracking, I don't know really what I did. Is there any gain? Is there, you know, is there a measurement? Like you say, you can be busy without being effective on this. So, you know, coaches, as you, I'll say this, the business activity tracker is it creates those moments of truth for you. It kind of kicks you in the gut sometimes because you realize it lets you see what you are doing and it lets you see what you're not doing. But if you want to get better, this is one of those tools that will give you an accurate portrayal of what you're doing and where you need to go. So I appreciated when I read that, it put a smile on my face because I thought, you know what, this really is, it's where the rubber meets the road, Amber. Okay, last just question for you. Yeah, you've had a great year. You're having a great run. You're number 10 on the top 10 so far. Lots of time left in the year, obviously. But as you look at the big dream, as you look at your life and where you want to go with Beachbody, what does that look like, Amber?
Wow. Well, I mean, for this year, I'm shooting for number 6. I've made that pretty clear that I'm taking that spot. So if anyone's in it, you're going to need to move up or move down because that's my spot in the top 10. Really excited for Italy. And then, you know, I have a lot of big dreams with Beachbody. I'm in the middle of paying off some debt. I plan to pay for my wedding in cash, which I'm very excited, next year. That's my shorter-term stuff. But I plan to have a very large team with an incredible culture. That's one thing I really pride ourselves on. We have an incredible culture. No drama, super positive. It's amazing. Keep that going, but grow leaders to sort of take the reins there. And, you know, my big dream is eventually to be able to do something like motivational speaking and that kind of stuff, because my team will tell you, if you get me on a good one, that's my world. I'm not as good of a teacher. I'm more of get you inspired, give you a reality check, tough love sort of person. And with the change I've been able to give to my challengers and my coaches, and I would love to do that on a grander scale eventually. And I see Beachbody as the steps to get there.
Well, I think, and this is a discussion for another day, but I know personal development is something that you absolutely love and that you pour yourself into as well, and that's the kind of thing that will open those doors for you. So, well, Amber, thank you so much for being part of our call today. Some great insights on creating markets for challenge packs. And as you can tell, you know, she's doing the simple things very, very well. So, coaches, listen to this call again. Get out there. Take advantage of these last 3 days when you've got discounted challenge packs to take advantage of the T25. And, of course, if you follow Amber's advice, you won't be calling it T25. You'll tell them what it does for them. But, Amber, thank you so much for being on our call today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
You bet. Well, coaches, you heard it. You know what you need to do. There's 3 days left. 3 days left in the Team Cup. 3 days left to take advantage of the discounts on T25. Finish strong. Okay. Hang up. Look what you're going to do. Hang up from this call. Focus on the most leveraged activity that you can engage in that will create results over these next 3 days. Don't be busy. but do things that create results. We're all about ending the trend of obesity. We're about helping people. But to do that, you've got to get out. You've got to be bold. You've got to push yourself. You've got to get uncomfortable. You've got to have a vision. You've got to have a dream. You've got to want it. All of those things you've got to do. You've got to want. But it won't happen until you make a decision, until you start acting and start doing. That's when things happen. That's when the learning process really is created. And that's when your life changes, your family's life changes, and we really start to change the world and put a dent in the world of obesity out there. Coaches, we're doing great things. We're having a phenomenal month. Thank you so much for being part of who Beachbody is and what we offer. And remember, our national wake-up call this week for the month of August will be on August 2nd, this coming Friday, and we're going to be talking about the August surge.